Begin the Gemara and said Pesach and Afnun. Begin Amud Aleph. Begin Tes Demasa. Begin with the Gemara. Malkam Shenagu, a place where they have the custom, which we begin the fourth parak, parak Malkam Shenagu, and that's the Tes Demasa on those words. Tes explains the reason for this Isser, where the Mishnah said if the custom of the place is not to do Malacha or Pesach, even meaning up until Chatzais, then you could do. If not, then you don't do. But again, after Chatzais, it's always going to be forbidden. Says Taisa Reb Rishim Riva, the Reb says Nimer Riva, the Mefarsh Bisham, the Sham explains, why is there a Pesach different than all the other Yom Tovim? That's going to be a problem, even meaning by other Yom Tovim, there's no such Isser to do Malacha as in the same status as Erev Pesach. Shum does Malach Pesach Mechatzais Veilach, because the time of the Karban Pesach is from Chatzais and on. And which is unlike every other Yom Tov, that you don't have a specific carbon that's part of Erev Pesach on any other Erev Yom Tov. And as Taisus explains, because even an individual, Yushalmi brings it with it that on every other day of the year, may be carbon, the day that he brings his carbon, Asim Malach, he's not do work. It's like his Yom Tov. And therefore, Erev Pesach, which is also that status, you know, now do Malacha. For part of the Yushalmi asks him, if that's the case, he call him Asa, then the whole day Erev Pesach should be forbidden. Kumayachach may become like an individual brings his carbon, not just from after Chatzais. Mafarish, the Yushalmi explains that Hasim Abedim Mishun the Rol Hakim Meshachas. It's because when a person brings his carbon, he can bring it all the way early, right away in the morning. So the whole day is the Yom Tov. After Pesach and Yachal, like Kribe Lach Chatzais, but carbon Pesach, you can only bring it after midday, could not call him Ben Abayim, like we're learning out from Ben Abayim, which is when the sun starts tilting towards evening, which is in the afternoon. Then the Yishami asks him, can that's the case, carbon tamid shul l'chol Yisrael, then the daily sacrifice which all the Jewish people have to bring, but carbon b'chol yimitzvot every single day, yehi b'chol yimasam malachim, every single day you shouldn't be able to do malacha, because every Jew is represented in that carbon, and you can't do malacha on the day you bring a carbon. Shalom, the Yishami answers, no, shalom, tamid, the daily sacrifice is different, shatari yitzim and akal, because the Torah is obviously removing it from this category, because the chsiv asaf de genecha, the Torah says in the parasha of Hayim Shemaya, that you gather your grain. Now, if I'm calling you, so Yeshem B'tayim, every single Jew is sitting and not doing his work, because every day a carbon is being brought, mi yesel and dogim, who's going to gather the grain for them? Obviously, the Torah is telling you that you can go to work, even though the carbon is being brought. Now, Taisa also says, the mashma asim, sounds like a bedeh from the Yishami, dim deraisa asura. That it's biblical that person now do malacha after chatzais because it's like the day you bring a carbon, which is your yom tiv. Venira, and therefore says Taisa would seem that man said like a carbon that even today's times when there's no carbon pesach kimichin asa'az, but once it was forbidden then asalayilam, it's always forbidden even in today's times.